As you make your way from the start of the St. Magnus Way, you're invited to pick up a stone or pebble from the surrounding area. Make sure it's not one that's too heavy, for stones play an important part on your journey. There are the stones on which Magnus was laid to rest along the way, Mansi stones, most of which are no longer visible. There are other fine standing stones that adorn the route, reminding us of the ancient landscape and of our ancestors who've walked these islands over millennia. As you reach your final destination, you will be met by the fine stone minster, which is St. Magnus Cathedral, built by L. Ronald from the beautiful red and yellow sandstone of these islands, an enduring memorial to Earl Magnus. Your stone or your pebble may remind you of something that you're carrying in your life, something that may weigh heavily and that you hope will lighten on your pilgrimage. It is yours to carry. Or you may wish to think about it as something to discard on this journey, something you've no longer any need for. You may wish to throw it into the sea at some point along the way. Your stone or pebble might remind you of someone you've loved and lost, a physical memento of a loved one in whose memory you've set yourself this challenge. Carry it with the same love and care with which you nurtured your loved one. Your stone or pebble could be viewed as a companion on your way. It has been here for longer than you and has seen much more than you will ever see. Harness that experience and take in the sights, smells, and sounds of the landscape of which it has long been a part. Finally, you may wish to use your stone or pebble as an aid memoir at the end of each section. Hold it and use it to focus your reflections. What have you seen and heard, smelled and touched? What have you thought about as you walked? Small things, big questions, niggling worries. Your future, your past. All of these are life's experiences to be held, just as you hold your stone or pebble.